One Saturday night, a pastor was working late. He decided to call his wife just before he left to go home. It was about 10 o'clock in the evening, but his wife didn't answer the telephone. So he decided, after letting it ring many times, that it was odd that she didn't answer, but he would wrap things up and then try again in a few minutes. Well, when he tried the second time, she answered right away. He asked her why she didn't answer the phone before, and she said that it hadn't rung at their house. They brushed it off as a fluke and went on their merry ways. Well, the following Monday, the pastor got a call at the church office, which was the same phone he'd used to call his wife that Saturday night. The man that he'd spoken with wanted to know why he had called him on Saturday night. His number showed up on his caller ID. Well, the pastor couldn't figure out what the man was talking about. The man said, "It rang and rang, but I didn't answer the phone." And the pastor then remembered the mishap, and he apologized, explaining he had tried to call his wife. The man said, "Well, that's okay. Let me tell you my story. You see, I was planning to commit suicide Saturday night. But just before I did it, I prayed, 'God, if you're really there and you don't want me to do this, give me a sign right now.' And at that moment, my phone started to ring. When I looked at the caller ID, it said, 'Almighty God.' I was afraid to answer the telephone." The name of the church where the pastor attends is called Almighty God Tabernacle. Does God still speak? Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. I'm going to be reading from The Message today, a paraphrase of this New Testament verses. Going through a long line of prophets, God has been addressing our ancestors in different ways for centuries. Recently, he spoke to us directly through his Son. By his Son, God created the world in the beginning, and it will all belong to the Son at the end. The Son perfectly mirrors God and is stamped with God's nature. He holds everything together by what he says. Those are powerful words. And indeed they are. The question for today, does God speak to man? More likely, does he still speak to man this day? Well, you know, we can know that God spoke with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden in the Old Testament. We know that he commanded Noah to build an ark. He spoke to Moses through a burning bush. He promised Abraham a son. Paul heard his voice on the road to Damascus. But maybe that question is God still speaking to man right now, this very moment? Do you hear voices in your head? And if you do, how do you know they're God and not something else? Well, it's very simple if you stop and think about it. God does speak to mankind, and he speaks in various ways to various people. It's because he made us all different that he speaks in various manners to various people. I do think that hearing God speak in that phrase means different things to different people. He speaks to all of us. Most all the time, he speaks to us. But, you know, it's a little bit like Joy Christian Radio. If you don't listen, then you won't be blessed by the music. And if you're not listening for the voice of God, you won't hear his voice. Today I want to give you 8 different ways that God uses to communicate with mankind today. The first one, he uses his word to communicate with us. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says that all scripture is God-breathed, given under inspiration of the Lord. His word sometimes gives us a warning. It's a word of encouragement or a lesson for life. It's history. His story that was written with love is God's guide for our lives so that the man of God can be thoroughly equipped for every good work, the Bible says. That means God sometimes whispers, but sometimes he shouts all through his word, giving instructions and principles for life at every turn. As we interpret scripture by other scripture, we can avoid false logic and misinterpretations that sneak into the world. So if someone complains or claims that God told me to go kill my neighbor, would you believe him? Well, of course you wouldn't. God would never violate his own word or his own principles. That voice does not belong to God. Knowing the voice of God is knowing his word. And if you read and study his word, God will speak to you through his word. I needed help raising my children, and God told me that in His Word, especially in the book of Proverbs. Marriage difficulty, God's Word speaks about that too. Times when I was afraid, how about those hurricanes that have ravaged the South and the southern coast and the Gulf of Mexico? Well, we can hear God's words as Christ spoke to His disciples as they feared for their lives on that stormy night when He looked at that storm and He said, "Peace, be still." It is just as though God is still speaking to me today. He does speak through His Word. The second way God speaks to man today is through His Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The New Testament was the fulfillment of God's special plan from the foundation of the world. It is the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets many times in many different ways. But in these last days, He's spoken to us through His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom He made the universe. The words of Christ in Scripture, we can hear God's heart and God's voice through those words. To know what God is truly like, the words were not written for a few select individuals who could jump through the right spiritual hoops. You see, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." In Africa, in Germany, in China, in Alabama, in Mississippi, or Georgia, or Missouri, we can hear the voice of Christ by reading the same Bible we looked at before. God speaks to us through His Son, our Savior. He compares us to sheep, and He is the shepherd. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 27, "My sheep hear His voice. I know them, and they follow Me." Why is that? Because the sheep know who He is. So when those voices begin to multiply in your mind, you will know the voice of Christ because He will confirm it in His Word. God speaks through His Son and through the Word of God. The third way God speaks is through nature and God's creation. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power, His divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. That's based on Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Through the intricate details and magnificent beauty of all that God has made, we can hear His voice. Well, how do you hear the voice of God through creation? Well, you can observe creation. Look at the ant's strength to carry that big load and to store up all that food all summer long and live through the winter as they sleep all winter long. You can also study the heavens and understand more about God's greatness when you understand that His creation is so vast and that the universe is filled with an infinite number of stars and galaxies and solar systems like ours. You can also study and plant and grow a garden and study horticulture. You can hear the miracles of death and rebirth by watching it happen as you plant that seed, watch it die in the ground, and then sprout and give life to a new plant that brings forth fruit. You see, God designed creation. He spoke it into existence, and His handiwork is all over His creation. God will speak to us through creation, something we don't worship, but it is something we can learn from. The fourth way God speaks to us is through other believers. God could use a friend or a teacher, a parent, a pastor to convey His message of truth to us. He can use a Christian radio station playing Christian music that speaks a message that you respond to. Their words come as a warning or a blessing or maybe even a prophetic truth about our lives. Whether we choose to hear it or ignore it will depend upon us. Will you listen as God speaks through other believers who share the hope of the gospel? The wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then it's peace-loving, considerate, submissive, and full of mercy and good fruit. It's impartial and sincere, the Bible tells us. You know, I've heard God speak to me numerous times through other people. A good Christian author has both challenged and convicted me at times. I've heard God talk to me through my own children as their pure and honest words cut clean into my heart and spirit, reminding me of God's true priorities. I remember so vividly in 2001, we had a house fire. It was devastating, and as we stood in the backyard, watching just as the fire department got the fire put out and realized the house was mostly going to be a total loss from the outside view, and I remember looking over and thinking about all the things we had lost that were in the house. We were homeless. We didn't have furniture. We didn't have a place to spend the night. And then I began to think about all those baby pictures that were in the house. And I looked at my younger son, who was listening to me go on and on about the things we lost. He walked up to me, 13 years of age, put his arms around my waist. He looked up into my eyes and he said, "Dad, you told me once before, it's just stuff. We'll replace it. God is bigger." God speaks to us through the most innocent things coming from other people. And you know, sometimes we might even want to try to ignore it. God spoke through a donkey one time in the Old Testament. I think he still does sometimes, don't you? But you see, we could ignore it because we want to try to prove that God spoke to us. There are those who set out to try to prove that he spoke to us. They want to record his voice. Don't tempt God, nor try to bring him down to a human level by trying to prove that he is God because he speaks to us. Just let him be God. That's all the proof that anyone will ever need. The fifth way God speaks to man is through music. This is one of my favorite ways because I love music. I love Christian music. I love gospel music. I love any music that proclaims the truth of Christ, that helps us to live our lives and draw closer to him as we do it. Perhaps one of the ways I can sense God's presence the most and hear his voice best is when I'm praising him, singing along with one of my favorite gospel songs, and I've gotten many of those. Maybe it's because that in times of depression and difficult trials through the past, I could remember driving down the road in the car and a song comes on the radio and it would cause me to just have to pull over on the side of the road and worship the Lord. In 1995, our 5-year-old son had a massive stroke. On the way back from the hospital to go tend to my younger children the day after it happened, I remember driving down the road and I heard a song come on the air, and it started like this. It said, "I've just come into a valley, one like I've never been before. I keep searching for a way out. Seems like padlocks are on the door." That song went on to say that God will make this trial a blessing. I had to pull that car over on the side of the road and just sit for about a half an hour and cry and praise the Lord, lift my hands to Christ. The lapel on the front of my shirt was wet with tears when it was all said and done, as God moved and ministered to me during that moment of trial. God speaks through music. He speaks loudly through music. So I encourage you, listen to music. Listen to Christian music. God will make the difference. That's why we do what we do here at the radio station. The sixth way God speaks to us is sometimes through our circumstances. You know, others claim to hear God through their circumstances, and I try to caution them to test their conclusions by other evidence. And you should do this anytime you think God is speaking to you. You should test it. The Bible says we're to try the spirits and know they are of the Lord. Now, once you know they are of God, then you should obey them. It's really that simple. But God can and does speak through circumstances. He's a holy God. He uses circumstances sometimes to get our attention, but he'll usually confirm it through other ways as well. Someone once told me they knew that God was telling them it was okay to buy a brand new pickup truck. They prayed about it and circumstances confirmed it. A local car dealership had the color they wanted and the model they wanted, but there was one little problem they were neglecting. They hadn't realized, because they hadn't looked, to see if they could afford it in their budget. They bought it anyway, but they ended up losing that truck within a year because they couldn't make the payments. You see, that wasn't God's voice speaking to them through their circumstances. They manipulated their circumstances to fit God's voice. So be sure when your circumstances are dictating to you that it's God talking. But they can do that. Through Moses, God used circumstances. Remember the plagues? To convince Egypt's leader to release God's people from slavery. The Pharaoh wouldn't listen. Sometimes God uses our circumstances to test our faith, and we don't know how to interpret those things, so sometimes we ignore them. I remember making a trip, an emergency trip in an emergency vehicle in an ambulance, going to Birmingham from Jasper, Alabama, as a heart patient. I remember how my blood pressure and my pulse had dropped dangerously low. I was having a lot of heart problems in those days. It was just before I was to have that major surgery that went awry in 2006. I remember how scared I was as I drove across there. I remember how those hours of testing later came to show that I had heart problems and congestive heart failure, and that was the problem. They changed my medicine and sent me home. You know, circumstances will speak to you, and they'll speak loudly. My circumstances at that time were telling me I need to take better care of myself. I need to lose some weight. I need to get that blood sugar, a type 2 diabetic. I need to get that under control, and you can do that if you will. Type 1 is a little different than type 2, but type 2 diabetics can overcome it. I've done it. You want to know how? You need to call me and ask me, and I'll tell you how I overcame type 2 diabetes. It was because my circumstances spoke to me, and I listened when God spoke through them. Seventh way God speaks to us is through His Spirit. I once heard someone teach about minding those checks in your spirit. Some call it God whispers. Some say it's God's still small voice. Whatever you call it, it's made in the image of God when we confess Christ and follow Him as our Lord and Savior. And His Spirit comes to live in us. As a pastor and a Christian radio announcer and a writer, I depend on God's Spirit to give me direction. Every time I open my mouth, every time I pick up the pen or get on the computer to type something, there are times when ideas will pop into my mind and totally give me a direction. And I've learned if I don't get those things written down quickly, they'll get away. Because you see, God minds through His Spirit, but that doesn't linger. You have to grab hold and hang on to it. How do you suppose that 10 people can hear the same sermon, but every person walk away with a different truth that applies to him from that sermon? Well, in some cases, the speaker never knew that the people didn't hear what he said. Many times that's the result of God's Spirit speaking through what the Bible calls a rhema. That's a Greek term that means an utterance. That is, God and His Spirit speaks to us. That happened to me on the day God called me to the ministry. The preacher that day was not preaching about giving your life to Christ in a lifelong career in the ministry. He was preaching on something totally different. But God used that moment to give me that rhema and tell me He wanted me to preach the Word of God. God speaks through His Spirit. And finally, God speaks through prayer. Each way that I've shared God to speak today meshes into the other. They all work together. Often God speaks to us through His Spirit and through prayer and through His Word and other things too that God will speak to us. But often through a combination of fasting and prayer, our minds will become clearer and our hearts more sensitive to God. You see, sometimes the last part is prayer. God speaks to us through prayer, and sometimes the Bible says these things come about only by prayer and fasting. That means that we get sincere before God and ask Him to open our eyes and open the situation as He sees fit. When you pray amiss, when you pray for your will instead of God's will, you'll discover very quickly that God won't answer those prayers, and it's a good thing He doesn't. It's for our good and His glory that He answers our prayers the way He answers them, even if the answer is no, and even if the answer results in tragedy. It's for our good in the long run, and that much you can count on. Well, does it happen immediately when we fast and pray? Do we get those immediate answers? Well, no, not always, maybe sometimes. But there have been occasions where I've still had no clue what to do after I've fasted and prayed. But in faith, I've thanked God whenever and however He would answer. Sometimes a day, a week, a month, or even years would pass. And then one day, out of the clear blue, that prayer is answered. That's happened many times to us here through the radio ministry since we started building Joy Christian Radio 20 years ago in the year 2000. Many, many times we'd pray and pray and pray, and God would not open the door, and we would hear nothing from Him for a very long time. Then all of a sudden, there was the answer. And sometimes that answer was no, but when we saw it, we saw clearly that God was in it. And I'm so thankful God answers prayer today. A young man had been to a Wednesday night Bible study. The pastor had shared about listening to God and obeying God's voice that night. The young man couldn't help but wonder, does God still speak to people? And so after service, he went out with some friends for coffee and pie, and they discussed the message, and several different people talked about how God had led them in different ways. Well, it was about 10 o'clock in the evening when the young man started driving home. Sitting in his car, he began to pray, God, if you still speak to people, I'm listening, and I'm going to do my best to obey your voice. As he drove down the main street of his town, he had the strangest thought pop into his mind, stop and buy a gallon of milk. He shook his head and he said out loud, God, is that you? He didn't get a reply, and he started on homeward. But again, the thought, buy a gallon of milk, came into his mind. The young man thought about Samuel and how he didn't recognize the voice of God and how little Samuel ran to Eli. Okay, God, in case this is you, I will stop and buy the milk. It didn't seem too hard a test of obedience because, you know, I could always use the milk anyway. So he stopped and purchased that gallon of milk and he started off toward home. And as he passed 7th Street, again, he felt that crazy urge. Turn down that street. This is crazy, he thought. He drove past the intersection. But again, he felt like he needed to turn down that street. So he did. Again, he sensed something. Go and give the milk to the people in the house across the street. The young man looked at the house. It was dark, and it looked like the people were either gone or they were already asleep. He started to open the door, and then he sat back in the car seat. Lord, this is insane. These people are asleep, and if I wake them up, they're going to be mad, and I'm going to look stupid standing there on the front porch. Again, he felt like he should go and give the milk. Finally, he opened the door, and okay, God, if this is you, I will go to the door, and I'll give them the milk. And if you want me to look like a crazy person, okay, I'll be obedient. I guess that will count for something, but if they don't answer right away, I'm out of there. He walked across the street and rang the doorbell. He could hear some noise inside. A man's voice yelled out, "Who is it? What do you want?" Then the door opened before the young man could get away. The old man was standing there in the door in his jeans and t-shirt. Looked like he had just gotten out of bed. He had a strange look on his face, and he didn't seem too happy to have some stranger standing on his doorstep. "What is it?" The young man thrust out the gallon of milk, and he said, "Here, I brought this to you." The man took the milk and he rushed down the hallway, speaking loudly in Spanish. Then from down the hall came a woman carrying the milk toward the kitchen. The man was following her, holding a little baby. The baby was crying. The man had tears streaming down his face. The man began speaking and crying halfway as he said, "We're just praying. We had some big bills this month and we ran out of money, and now we don't have any milk for our baby and the baby is hungry. I was just praying and asking God to show me how to get some milk." His wife in the kitchen yelled out, "I asked him to send us an angel with some milk. Are you an angel?" The young man reached into his wallet, pulled out all the money he had in his wallet, and he gave it to the man. He turned and walked back toward the car with tears streaming down his face. He knew God still answers prayers. And God still speaks to his people. It's up to us to listen.